He was born in India and had studied in London and lived in London and then gone back to India. And then he started this, like, I don't know, study of white people. And the things that were peculiar, like, because he recognized that the white people were different. We were creating civilizations, we had technology, we had innovations that, well, Indians don't and black people don't. And he studied what makes us tick, basically. And an interesting thing about white people is that we have hobbies. We have things that we do out of pleasure that doesn't necessarily give us personal gain, doesn't give us material gain or reputation gain, like some sort of clan leader would be concerned about, or something like that. We just do it for the pleasure of doing it. Like, for example, building a model plane, painting, something nice. A lot to do with art and to do with small hobbies. Getting dressed up is a very white thing. Like masquerades, very white thing. Like non-white people don't understand what the fuck we're doing unless they're doing some sort of voodoo ritual. I don't know. They're doing it to please their gods. But yeah, he had a lot of those points. And that's what I think of when we enjoy nature. We do it out of the pleasure of doing it. We're not gaining materially. We're not growing as a some sort of, I don't know, societal, on a societal scale in any way. We're just enjoying it. So.
All those things you listed are part of our spirit, though. Like we from ancient times have been into, the apex of various things, like the apex of what is beauty and strength and so on, right? You see that with the kinds of arts and statues, or the way that we've, made nature parks and wanted to have a connection to nature, like. All of these things, that's who we are, like that's in the core of our being, and it comes out through what we do. We're just more integrated with nature and wanting to be closer to it, because that's what we've been doing since forever. We have the connected spirit to it. We don't want to dominate it just for the sake of dominating something. We want to take care of things and make sure they're beautiful and, So it's just that's when you see the difference, right, in how you're acting and what you're creating. That's your as you've what Jason Kern says, the biospirit, to put a his modern term on it. But yeah, it is our ancient spirit. That's the our race soul. So, and you can't make people who like watermelon and fried chicken have the same race soul. It's just not going to happen. They
No.
might be like, oh, these are some good woods to dump a body in, but that's, that's about it.